It is 6:40 on Friday. You know what that means. We're talking wine and crabs. Most of the time, people grab a beer or two or three or four for a big crab feast. But we are here to tell you that wine also works.
Well, here with some suggestions, syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg in our Wine of the Week. Scott, good to have you back.
I'm crabby.
You are never crabby, sir.
You know, it's interesting, though. This is why I love having you on, is I learn things. I never thought of wine with crabs.
So absolutely.
You're educating me.
And we even
did
the experiment this afternoon at my house. We had my staff over for a big crab fest and popped open a few bottles of white wine that just were spectacular.
Oh, well, you break it down according to what kind of crabs. So let's start off with, let's see, crab cakes.
Let's start off with crab cakes. Yeah. You know, if you're a crab cake fan, the 2012 Stamari Dalia from Sicily region of Italy. Oh, great choice. If you like your crab cakes on the more delicate side, it's a combination of Griot 80% and Viognier 20%. Beautiful notes of tropical fruit, little jasmine on the front of the palate, meld beautifully with stone fruit, little citrus fruit on the finish. But it's the abundant acidity that I love. It just keeps the wine balanced and refreshing and cuts through that richness of the crab. $14.
So, in Maryland and D.C., and of course for parts of the Virginia, the Chesapeake Bay Blue Crab is everything with a little Old Bay. What goes with that?
That's a tough one, right? Because most people would say Old Bay and crabs, you got to go for a beer. Mm-hmm. Not so fast. We tried today, and it was beautiful. The 2010 Jean-Marc Gillet Vouvray Demi-Sec, that's from the Loire Valley of France, shows a brilliant bouquet of ripe stone fruit, exceptional body, makes this wine work so well with the crab and Old Bay combo. The mouthfeel is crisp and bright and has just enough acidity to cut through that richness of the crab and a touch of sweetness to offset those spicy accents of the Old Bay. And the balance between the ripe fruit, think nectarine and apple and pear here, and the abundant acidity is just perfect for you crab pickers. $10.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a crab price.
That's a great price.
So what if you're a soft shell crab person? What you got there?
I really like Sauvignon Blancs, and I think I once said that drinking Sauvignon Blanc from California was like drinking summer in a glass. I think that the 2012 Sobrasia Family Vineyard Sauvignon Blanc from Dry Creek Valley really is even more so. Just beautiful scents of grapefruit, orange blossom, burst through on the fragrant bouquet. And then you get this slightly creamy body that carries flavors of tropical fruit and nectarine, but it's the abundant acidity that supports all those grapefruit flavors, cuts through the richness of the crab like a laser, and then you get this refreshing palate between sips, so your mouth is just ready for that next bite of crab. $21.
I'm going to ask you to be objective, Scott. Beer with crabs? Wine with crabs?
Yes.
Which one? All of it is good. Do you have a preference? Having done both, I'm sure.
Having literally just hours ago, having done both, I actually would prefer the wine.
Hmm. Surprise, surprise.
Right?
Because yeah. Even though we have Scott on for the wine, he is not, you know, it's not like he doesn't like beer.
Oh, no, I've been known to lap beer out of a bowl.
You tell the dog
I'm
to move
proud.
Over.
I'm not proud.
Scott, thanks so much. Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all of his recommendations on WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.
644.